You said no word when you went to the cross, like a lamb to the slaughter. They tilted you, they put a crown of thorns on your head.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 用你的语言感悟你的人生。今天给大家带来的是 Ingrid 姐姐的新歌 You Sign No Word。 以下是我对她的一些采访问题。 Question 1. What inspired sister to write these lyrics and what's the message you are trying to convey in this song? 是什么启发了姐姐写下这首歌曲？您又想在这首歌曲中传达什么样的信息呢？
The purpose of this song is to let the listeners feel the passion of Christ, to see him how he suffered and to be aware that he suffered on the cross for me and for you.
Second question. Why was Jesus willing to suffer and die on the cross? And what does this sacrifice represent in Christian theology? 第二个问题。为什么耶稣基督愿意受苦并死在十字架上呢？这样的牺牲精神在基督教中又代表什么呢？
The Bible says the price for sin is death. Therefore, we all have to die, but not only physical. Without Christ, we are spiritual death too, and the consequence would have been that we all had gone to hell.But God had mercy on us and gave us his son Jesus for to suffer the death for us. In Christian theology, Christ took the place on the cross for us, and because of this, all who receive his gift can go free. They have peace with God and go to heaven after death.
Third question.How does the idea of God offering forgiveness andSalvation through Jesus' death and resurrection impact the way Christians live their lives. 第三个问题，神借着耶稣基督的死和复活来赦免与挽救，这样的观念是如何影响基督徒的生活方式呢？
First, we have access to the throne of grace and can talk to God as our friend. Second is that we would like to share the joy and peace we have got through the gospel of Christ with others.
The fourth question. In what ways do even describe in the lyrics reflect larger themes of suffering, sacrifice, and redemption in human history and mythology?第四个问题，歌词中描述的事件在哪些方面反映了人类历史和神话中更深刻的苦难、牺牲与救赎的主题呢？
In human history, they always offered persons to their pagan gods, but this here is different.Jesus was man and God in one person. God himself paid and died for the sins of the world. Jewish people always brought a lamb as a sacrifice every year, but they had to do it again and again because it did not last forever. But the sacrifice of Jesus Christ was forever and for all. We just must repent our sins and receive him.
Next question.How might differences, interpretation of the meaning and significance of Jesus' death and resurrection affect the beliefs and practice of different Christian denominations? 对耶稣的死和复活的意义与重要性的不同解释，可能如何影响不同基督教派别的信仰和实践呢？
I used to say we live in a religious time. People like to talk about God and black religions and a lot of strange things. The God in your movie was certainly not the God of the Bible, and the Bible is not for to the Bible is for to read and not for to be shown in a movie. So you can say with 98% security that the religious movies are a falsification of the Bible and the work of Jesus. There are a lot of denominations who see their institution higher than their personal relationship to God. They preach that you must do the religious acts, and many who are members in the denomination are not aware that they miss the grace of God by doing religious acts, because the Bible did not teach religious acts. It teaches relationship with the living God.
Next one. How does the idea of being loved as a child and followed on a specific pace related to larger metaphysical or spiritual concept, and what implications does it have for one's purpose in life? 第六个问题啊，孩提时代被爱并遵循特定的道路与想法，与更大的形而上学或者是精神概念间有什么关系呢？它又对一个人的生活目标产生了什么样的重大影响呢？
When I believe in God, childhood never ends. He's my father and I depend on him. When I pray about something, he decides if it is good for me or not, and of course he gives it only if it is good for me. The Bible talks about the narrow door and the narrow path. As a child of God, we are pilgrims in this world. Since Jesus gives joy and peace in our heart, it is not necessary to make a lot of journeys or go to the disco or other places where common people find amusement. And we don't miss it too, because we live with our God and we are waiting for a good time to come. When Jesus says, whom he drinks my living water will never thirst again, he refers on this, that I can live satisfied life without adding something from the world. In Jesus, I have all.
接下来呢，就让我们静静的欣赏 Ingrid Sister 的新歌 You Sign the World，并唤醒你心中最深处柔软的记忆。感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
You said no word when you went to the cross, like a lamb to the slaughter. They tortured you, they put a crown of thorns on your head, and you thought of me in this moment of your death, and of millions you have chosen long before the earth was arisen. You thought of me as a child that you love and they follow you on the way you have showed. The night before you cried, you said, let this cup pass by. You sweated blood, but you prayed, let your will be done. And you thought of me in this moment of your death, and of millions you have chosen long before the earth was arisen. You thought of me as a child that you love and will follow you on the way you have showed. There on the cross you gave your life for our sins, you have been crucified. This hour of darkness was your victory, for your kingdom shall come. And you thought of me in this moment of your death, And of millions you have chosen long before the earth was arisen. You thought of me as a child that you love and will follow you on the way you have shown.